Well, scientists at West Virginia University have noticed something about the health of vultures. A new study finds that lead poisoning in vultures is more prevalent than expected. Researchers say that the source of the lead is ammunition and coal-fired power plant emissions. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Glennis Board has this story.
When we hear about dangerous emissions from coal-fired power plants, we often hear about mercury, ozone, or smog, greenhouse gases. But what about lead? A new study out of West Virginia University finds that lead poisoning in vultures is way more prevalent than expected. Researchers say the source of lead is coming from ammunition and power plant emissions, and that if it's in vultures, it's a danger to humans as well.
So actually, all these birds out here are representatives of birds that we would typically test for lead exposure, although not all of them have had it. This is a common raven.
Doctor of Veterinary Medicine Jesse Fallon is passing in front of outdoor bird enclosures that house injured, rescued wild birds, a raven, a black vulture, a bald eagle. They're powerful and smart birds, but they all shift about when Fallon comes around. He's the doctor who operates on them, tests their blood for lead, and administers medicine. Fallon is the director of veterinary medicine for the Avian Conservation Center of Appalachia, which is a nonprofit that treats and rehabilitates injured, ill, or orphaned wild birds. Through his work and ecotoxicology training, Fallon has become an expert on lead poisoning.
I take care of a lot of wild birds, and each year we admit a number of birds who present for lead toxicity specifically. Lead is a natural element. It's found in the environment, and in biological systems, it really has no meaningful role. We've known for centuries that lead is a toxin, and it's dangerous to animals and humans.
Fallon explains that even low levels of exposure can wreak havoc through the body, neurologically, in tissue and organs, and impairing reproductive abilities. He explains that lead can cause anemia, a neurological injury which can lead to blindness, seizures, weakness, and even death. Fallon says this is certainly true for birds, but also for humans, especially children who are developing a nervous system. The Centers for Disease Control reported that at least 4 million households today have children living in them that are being exposed to high levels of lead. CDC says no safe blood level in children has been identified. And since lead can affect nearly every system in the body and leave no obvious symptoms, it frequently goes unrecognized. In a recent report, the CDC wrote that compelling evidence shows that low levels of exposure are associated with IQ deficits, attention-related behaviors, and poor academic achievement. That's why a new study out of West Virginia University that identifies chronic lead exposure in scavenging birds from this region is kind of troubling. Fallon was in on the study. He helped researchers understand the physiological ramifications of lead exposure and how lead moves through the body and where to look for it.
Bone acts as a sink for lead. It is something of a protective mechanism for the neural tissue. Blood that has elevated lead concentrations, that lead is sequestered in the bone and built into the bone matrix, and that reduces the lead concentration in the bloodstream. But it can last for long periods of time, for years, in the bone.
So for this study, Shannon Bemke cut into the femur bones of just over 100 vulture carcasses to look for lead.
Reading more of the literature, I understood that probably most of these vultures would have lead exposure or signs of lead exposure within their organs, but the extent to which we found it within the femurs was incredible.
Bemke, the lead author of the study, found evidence of significant lead exposure in every bone she examined, which indicates persistent exposure throughout the birds' lives. Vultures typically live about 10 years, so this study is an indicator of environmental exposures over the last decade. But that's not all she was able to determine.
So we did isotope ratio analysis, and it pretty much gives ideas of where the sources could be of this lead. And what we found were isotope ratios similar to those found in lead ammunition and also lead emissions from coal-fired power plants.
There were a couple of other sources, And isotope ratio analysis of lead is an inexact science. But Bumke says ammunition and coal-fired power plants seem to be the major sources of lead.
The presence of lead in these vultures is indicative of a potential threat that humans face.
Bumke's thesis advisor and wildlife biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, Todd Katzner.
We view these vultures as indicators, as canaries in the coal mine.
Katzner points out that vultures are obviously breathing the emissions that we breathe. In 2005, West Virginia had coal-fired generating units at 20 locations. Three have been retired, and American Electric Power says three more are supposed to go offline next month. Katzner also says it's important to think about lead ammunition, especially in a state that harvested about 40,000 bucks during last year's firearm season alone. Vultures often eat discarded gut piles. Most of those animals were killed with lead ammunition. Since that lead is making its way into the birds, Katzner says, chances are it's also probably making its way onto our tables. And remember, even low levels of lead are dangerous. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.